This Bear Grease report is brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge, Bearskin Lodge, and Hungry Jack Lodge and Campground up north on the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth. So here's Bill Olson, husband, father, local business owner, an average kind of fellow who loves his family, works hard, and well, if he's carrying a few more pounds than he did in college, well, middle age creeps up on all of us, right? Bill's family's always been involved in the Bear Grease. He stood at the race start last year and cheered the mushers on their way like he's done every year since he was a kid. But this year, Bill is going to stand at the race start on the runners of a dog sled. He's been a musher since September, and he's running his first dog sled race, the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Half Marathon. So there has to be a part of Bill that feels as though he's in a Disney movie, or maybe the Twilight Zone.
I do, and I love it. 2 years ago, my lab died, and I put him down and swore off dogs and swore off non-humans. And what happened was we had a meet and greet for all the sponsors for the Bear Grease out at John Stetson's place. So I went out there, and I rode around the lake on the back of a sled, and I thought, you know, I can do this. Stetson, who's done racing, had 20 dogs that needed to be run. I hired him to train me and leased his dogs. And so everything kind of came together. I turned 50 years old this year, and it was kind of a midlife crisis thing for me. And it's all about doing something different and meeting new people. And this opened up, and I jumped on it, and I have just had a
blast. The first thing Stetson ever said to me was, we don't need to train the dogs. We need to train you.
So that's been the process. That's been the five-month process. These dogs that I have are incredible, and a lot of them are Iditarod dogs, and a lot of these dogs have won the mid-distance. And, you know, so these are veteran dogs. A lot of them are past their prime. I have a lot of 50-year-old dogs, basically. You know, they're 7 years old in dog life. That's 50. So 3-4 years ago, I'd have a shot at being in the top 5 or 10 in this race with these dogs. Unfortunately, along with myself, those dogs are just older and they're not as fast anymore. But being veteran dogs, they know this trail. They don't really need to be trained. I do. And my job, again, is to protect these dogs. So Stetson has taught me how to protect these animals, how to treat them right. And really, it's not even about racing anymore, even though, you know, I had wide-eyed, you know, thoughts about I'm going to go win the Bear Grease, you know. And Stetson laughs at me now, and he says, you didn't even know the head from the tail when you started. And, you know, how can you say you're going to win it? You don't know anything about this sport. And I think back on it and how naive I was. I don't have a chance to win this, only because I don't have the right animals, and I'm not a good enough musher to win. I'm a good enough musher. You know what? I'm going to finish this race. I'm going to be healthy. My dog's going to be healthy. If I can do that, it's a success.
I've read all the books. I've read all the Shackleton books, all the Will Steger books. I've read Mawson's Will. I've read all these horrific stories about dog sledding in, and why anyone would do that, I have no idea. But the Bear Grease is a little different, especially the mid-distance, which I am running. It's not that intense. It's through the night. Yeah, it's going to be cold, and yeah, it's going to stink. But you know what? 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to cross that finish line and wish I was still out on the trail. I guarantee it. My ultimate goal is actually to run the full Bear Grease someday, and I don't know if that is ever going to happen because I understand the amount of time and effort it takes just to train for this mid. I mean, it's right now I'm 4 days a week right now. What's interesting is how rugged that North Shore trail is. Anybody who snowmobiles on that trail, I mean, it is up and down and up and down. And if you want to compete, you need to get off your sled and you need to run up that hill. And then when you're at the top, you make sure you're going down at a controlled speed, and then up you go again. It's like a roller coaster. I mean, it's 50 tough uphill sprints, and that's how I've been training. Is I get on a ramp and I'll crank it up to 50 all the way up, and I'll do 60 and 90 second sprints until I just can't do it anymore. And when I'm out on the trail, that's what I do. That explains the weight loss. 25, and it'll be 30 by race time. So I went from 200 pounds in July to I'll be 170, 165 pounds possibly by the race time.
To anyone who's ever been on a dog sled, there's something magical about the sound of dog feet in snow and the shushing of the sled runners. It's a sound that quiets your mind, but at the same time makes you believe just about anything is possible.
I was on the North Shore Trail, and it had just been groomed. And now all you can hear is the perfect step of a crispy sound of a dog's paw hitting the snow, and that's it. And then your sled sliding, and it is so peaceful. And what I hear is, and I haven't run at night yet,
But I guess at night, it's just magical. So that sound, yeah, I heard it the other day, and I thought, you know what, this is pretty cool. This is pretty special. We've been just busting our butts as far as getting our speed up and split times and all this racing stuff. And he goes, you know what, today, why don't you just take him out and take him on the back loop and go on the back trail and go out on the lake and run him for about 10 miles. So I have a GPS watch so I know how far we've gone and stuff. And we got out on that lake, and it was like freedom. It was like dog sledding the way it was meant to be, and it had nothing to do with racing. Racing kind of takes dog sledding down a different avenue. And what I found out was that bond and that connection you have with your dogs out on a lake, I was gee-hawing them at will, and I'd say gee, and they'd go right, and I'd say ha, and they'd go left. And then we got on the back trail, and we went at the speed that I wanted. And, I mean, I really felt that that was the first day in the 5 months that I understood dog sledding. Because up to then, it was always dog racing.
The loss of Bill's beloved Labrador 2 years earlier was still painful, so he approached the dog part of dog sledding with the idea of keeping them at an emotional arm's length. That didn't last long.
And I had built a pretty big wall as far as animals go. Those dogs, it took me a while, and after about a month, maybe even less than that, I started saying things like, God, I love that dog. Or, boy, that dog over there, I love that. I love how excited he gets. And, you know, I didn't even have their names yet, but I started to pick up little things on all the dogs. And then as I worked with these dogs, I just started to realize they're just like kids because they all have different personalities. And that was so cool to me. And I wrapped my arms around them, and I love the 8 dogs that I'm running right now. Seriously, I'll do anything for them. And my job, according to John Stetson, is to protect the dogs, make sure they are safe. And that's the job of a musher, is to make sure they're safe. And that's what I'm going to do, and I'm looking forward to it.
So how is Bill the musher, Bill the adventurer, going to be different when he returns to his real life?
When this whole thing started, again, my whole concept was, with the economy as bad as it was, that was one of my driving forces. We needed to do something different. We needed to meet new people. I had to get out there and do different things. So it was kind of a business decision at first, just to do something different. But one of the things that every human being needs is change. That's one of our basic needs. We need change in our lives. I think what I learned was, I filled that void, A, and B is I did something new, something different, and I fully understand it. And it was 5 months of my life, which isn't that long of a period of time, but what I learned is if you really want to do something, just go do it. Find a way and get it done. And it has enhanced my life tremendously. The books I've read, the people that I've met, the dogs I've come to love. I think I've learned that this world is waiting for us to go out and grab it instead of just grinding through each day.
The John Beargreese Mid-Distant Race will finish on Monday. Hear more of my conversation with Bill about his journey to Lean Mean Mushing Machine on our audio archives page as audio extras. Bill talks about breaking up his first dog fight, losing his team, the economic impact of the John Beargreese Sled Dog Marathon on North Shore communities, and more. This report brought to you in part by the Bearskin Lodge, Hungry Jack Lodge and Campground, and Trail Center Lodge on the Gunflint Trail, and Energy Plus of Duluth, with additional support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.